This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Director General of the World Health Organization is in China to meet with government officials and health experts trying to contain the spread of a deadly contravirus that has killed 81 people. The spread of the illness is being watched around the globe. Reuters' Jason Albano has more.
Airports around the world are ramping up screening measures of Chinese passengers, though its effectiveness has been questioned by health officials. Some foreign governments are working to evacuate their citizens from Wuhan. France said its evacuees will spend 14 days in quarantine to stop the possible spread of the virus. Also on Sunday, Chinese officials confirmed that the ability of the new virus to spread is getting stronger and that infections could continue to rise. No deaths have been reported outside of China from the virus so far.
Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. Sports fans around the world are struggling to find words to describe how they feel about the sudden death of retired U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant. Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were among nine killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. Bryant was 41 when he died. Kobe Bryant was a hugely popular figure in Asia, especially in China, where basketball rivals football as the most popular sport. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Bryant's fan base is rivaled only by Yao Ming, LeBron James, and Michael Jordan. His playing appearances, including the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics, won by the U.S., were far exceeded by his promotional appearances in the country, both on behalf of his own brand and basketball generally. Elsewhere in Asia, basketball fans in the Philippines offered flowers, wrote notes, and lit candles outside a newly built House of Kobe basketball court in Manila. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Survivors of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp gathered Monday for commemorations marking the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. VOA News. There's growing pressure on Republican senators to call former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify at the president's impeachment trial after Bolton undercut a key defense argument in a book draft. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
In an upcoming book, John Bolton says the president told him he wanted to keep military aid from Ukraine until it helped him investigate Joe Biden. The president and his legal team have denied that, and today in the Oval Office. The president calling Bolton's allegation false. But Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says it's a stunning revelation, boosting calls for witness testimony at the trial.
If there was ever even a shred of logic left to not hear witnesses and review the documents, Mr. Bolton's book just erased it.
There is now much more pressure on GOP senators to summon Bolton, who has said he's willing to testify.
I think it's increasingly likely.
Republican Mitt Romney says Bolton has relevant testimony. Three other Republicans would need to break ranks to force the issue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a series of tweets, the president is rejecting Bolton's reported account. Turkey is calling off rescue operations in eastern areas hit by Friday's earthquake after emergency workers recovered the body of a final person they were searching for in a collapsed building. This brings the death toll to 41. Authorities say the magnitude 6.8 earthquake that struck Friday night also injured more than 1,600 others. At least 45 survivors have been pulled from the rubble. Billie Eilish and her music producer brother Phineas were the big winners at the Grammys on Sunday night. AP music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has the story.
I'm the bad guy.
Duh. Billie Eilish is just the second person to win the top four Grammys in the same night, Album, Record, and Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. The other was Christopher Cross in 1981. Eilish also won the Pop Vocal Album Grammy. Her brother Phineas was the night's top winner with six awards. He says during the CBS broadcast, when they were making music in their bedrooms, they didn't think they'd win awards.
We wrote an album about depression and suicidal thoughts and climate change and being the bad guy, whatever that means. And we stand up here confused and grateful.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The U.S. military says an American military aircraft crashed in eastern Afghanistan on Monday. There are no indications so far it had been brought down by enemy fire. The spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan says the military plane crashed in the Ghazni province and an investigation of its cause is ongoing. President Trump says the White House will release his long-delayed Middle East peace plan on Tuesday. Mr. Trump made the comment as he greeted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Marissa Melton, VOA News.